Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the dead.
Just in case dingoes ate your gaming machine.
Something like that. You know, you gotta love it. People go, why do you guys play that dingo thing?
I don't know, man.
It's better not to explain it.
It's just much better not to even give them the clue.
We want to say hello to Kirk in Anacortes, Washington. I hope that's how you pronounce it. He's got a question about a very specific TVICHW32 driver open error.
You know, we should put that into Google, and I bet you we find the answer.
Kirk, actually, I did. I put the TVICHW32 driver section into Google. You'll find a million resources. It's a very, very, very specific error message that you're receiving, and that may be of some help. And thanks for listening from Washington.
John from Orange County, California, says, you guys are the best. You turn computers into something we can all understand and fun, and add fun and humor to it. And he voted for us in all the categories for our top 10 stuff. Keep up the great work. That's great stuff.
It says judo.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Maybe it's like kudos.
Oh, whatever. Thanks, John. Orange County.
Yeah, that's not that far
you
away.
You know, flattery will get you everywhere with us.
Yeah, you know, so all the good stuff we like to, you know, whatever.
So anyway,
and bad stuff we actually enjoy reading, too. So if you hate us, you can tell us that, too.
It's actually more fun.
We're all good with that.
Dave is on the phone here. Can we get to Dave? Or
Dave is in Ahwatukee.
How much time do we have?
We got enough time for Dave in Ahwatukee.
Don't forget our Web Attack free download. I talked about it. It's a Tetris game online. You can actually get it off our website, datadoctors.com. We're running out of time. We want to get Dave in.
Okay, morning.
Morning.
I got a question. I've got AOL. I got a jillion favorites on it.
Jillion?
A jillion. Maybe more.
Wow.
And I've got Cox service also. I want to switch my AOL favorites to Cox. Is that possible?
Yes, there are third-party programs. In fact, our buddy Marco at WebAttack has all kinds of transfer utilities like that. AOL's got a proprietary browser in it, so it's kind of... Usually you can just copy and paste.
Yeah.
If you were fairly technical, you could like drill down into it and get it, but there are programs that will do that for you.
And they're fairly low cost and or free, I believe.
Yeah.
If you go to webattack.com and just look for...
Search for transfer favorites. Just put transfer favorites in the software you're looking for.
Yeah.
You'll find all kinds of goodies in there.
Hey, neat.
It'll transfer from Netscape, AOL, you know, all those others.
Terrific.
Or you can take the opportunity, because most of us end up with this humongous thing of favorites, and really there's only like six that matter.
Right.
It might give you an opportunity to flush your favorites and just copy in the ones that you want. And don't forget to...
Jiggle the handle.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right, John. Or Dave. John's in Orange County.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave?
Should we try to burn through some more calls?
Sure.
And Don in Peoria, questions about email clients besides Outlook.
Well, what happened is Cox this week, at least it hit me this week, they turned on the little bit that says that all my mail's got to go through their SMTP server.
Yeah.
That's going to happen regardless of what client you use.
Okay, well, I understand that, but Outlook Express has an option to go in and use what they call dual authentication. I don't want to use Outlook Express because of the security concerns.
Okay.
I've been using Eudora, and Eudora doesn't work. They don't support that. I'm wondering if you're aware of another.
Wait. Who doesn't support Eudora?
Eudora does not support the dual authentication.
Oh, okay.
Where you can specify your original POP and SMTP servers, but when you go to send your mail, it actually goes through the Cox. And
Right.
Are you aware of any third-party email clients that will do that besides Outlook Express?
Not off the top of my head. We can kind of look for something like that and see. I mean, the security problems that you're worried about, specifically, what are you concerned
about? Just the fact that every time they release something, they've got to release another 10 or 12 patches to get it fixed and, you know, just the Windows operating system environment.
There's a flip side to that now. The smaller email companies, when there is a vulnerability...
They take a lot longer to react. What we usually tell people is just because it's the most common... And where people run into troubles doesn't mean you should shy away from it. You should just be educated and keep yourself up to date. It's like saying, well, people get into lots of car accidents, so I'm not going to drive a car anymore. I'm only going to take the bus. Well, as long as that works for you, but keep in mind it's not as convenient. And
okay, what you're saying is if I keep my Windows Update active, keep it current, if I keep my virus files current, then I should be okay.
If you're up to speed and you're monitoring that on a regular basis, which you should do whether you're using Outlook Express or not, because there are still vulnerabilities. See, a lot of the things that are in Outlook Express are actually vulnerabilities that are actually in the browser, in Internet Explorer. It just so happens that it can be launched from there. Well, they're finding it also can be launched from these other applications that have preview panes and HTML capability.
So if you do those two things, keeping things up to date as far as your antivirus and your operating system and all of its little components. And then the biggest thing is use a little small dose of common sense. Those two things together, you're going to be in really, really good shape.
I've used the Outlook, both Outlook Express and full-blown Outlook. I mean, that's all I've ever used. You know, I've never been hit because, you know, I follow the rules. Sure. The other thing is most of the email-specific vulnerabilities they find out about them because some, some security company is just trying to find a way to get a name in the news, and they come out with this vulnerability, and then a year later you'll see a virus that tries to take advantage of it. So really, I mean, I've never seen them react, like, immediately to a vulnerability. Like this last outbreak with the bugbear B.
Right.
That was a 2-year-old vulnerability that it was taking advantage of.
If you were at least a year and a half up to date or better, you would have had no problem with that.
Same thing with SoBig and some of these others that are just widespread. The reason they're widespread is because we have so many people that are not updating their software. So
all right, thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're like a month at a time, you're in good shape.
Sounds good. Appreciate
all right,
the information.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Apparently, that means we're done.
Yeah, Susan and Gilbert still hanging out there. You hang right where you're at. We're going to get you off the air because we promised you that.
Gilbert, by the way.
Sorry, my bad.
Thank you to everyone that emailed in, especially those listening from outside of the Phoenix area. We do appreciate hearing from you as well. Obviously, if you get a chance, you can take a look at all the resources for gaming that we posted today. It wasn't necessarily that we wanted to talk about every single thing. We just wanted to bring that to the front and let you, if you're interested, go check out the resources we have posted at datadoctors.com.
While you're there, you might want to sign up for the newsletter because if you missed anything specific in the show or you want to know about virus alerts, things that are coming out, you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to get all that stuff and more covered. So
the lovely and talented Michael Valdivia will send that out first part of next week. Garrett, thank you for chiming in for the 3 or 4 times that you did.
Ken Colburn
absolutely.
And Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke,
fix it till it is.
News Radio 620, KTAR.